In this session, inshallah, we begin Tafsir Surah Al-Fil. And I will ask Sheikh Sahib Mahmood to recite for us Surah Al-Fil.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل ألم يجعل كيدهم في تضليل وأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف
In that surah, Allah is saying, first verse, it is like a speech or it's a address to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying, أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. And in the translation which have commentary, have you, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? It is like a question mark, asking, Allah asking Prophet, saying to Prophet, have you, O Muhammad, not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was not in the time of what happened, that event when it took place. Prophet was born in the same year, after 55 days of that incident. So, but in the way that it is read, Allah is saying, have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? أَلَمْ تَرَى كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. Have you not seen? Means, Prophet saw what happened. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, تَرَى, أَلَمْ تَرَى, did you see? Have you not seen? Means, yes, I saw. So where you saw? Where Prophet saw? He was born after 55 days. Means Prophet was being given to see when he was in the womb of his mother. He was able to see what happened with Abraham when he came to destroy the Kaaba. Allah is giving us a hint. Allah is showing the Muslim of the past and of today that I gave that knowledge to my Prophet. Even in the womb of his mother, he was able to see. Even in the back of his father, he was able to see. Even in the back to his origin from Sayyidina Ismail, he was able to see. Even from Ibrahim alayhi salam, he was able to see. Even from Adam alayhi salam, when he was light in the forehead of Adam, he was able to see. Even before Adam was born, he was able to see. That's enough for every scholar today, not to say that Prophet is only delivered the message and went. If he delivered the message and went, as some people they say today, how he was able to see when he was in the womb of his mother? And Allah is addressing him, have you not seen, O Muhammad? And this is not our translation. This is the translation that they are providing all over the world from Medina. It say, have you, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? What that mean? Huh? And you are English speakers. What that mean? Those who are English speakers, you Majnun. What that mean? Huh? If Majnun knows. One of our good students knows. Sir, he likes to call himself Majnun, so we call him. He said, please call me Majnun. He was a peace. Majnun means he is in love with Prophet Allah. So, they said it. It's printed in Madinatul Munawwara. But they said it in the first verse in the English commentary. Have you not seen how your Lord dealt with the owners of the elephant? But in the explanation, they didn't mention that. There is an explanation here. The story of the army of the elephant. This incident happened during the period of the birth year of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abraha al-Ashram was the governor of Yemen on behalf of the king of Ethiopia. And they say the story how he came and, but they never mentioned, they explained the words that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to see when he was in the womb of his mother. And Allah is addressing him like that. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying to Prophet, have you not seen? Means he is giving an indication that it was a huge incident. Something magnificent happened. And he said, have you not seen? When you see something strange happening, people say, have you seen what happened? Isn't that? To show the greatness of the event. And Allah is telling Prophet, O Muhammad, you see how big is it? To show also that what happened was beyond mind. There is no way of description. That is Allah's action. Is not a human being action. No one can do what أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْفِيلِ. No one can do what Allah did with the people of Abraham. And scholars, they say that story that is mentioned in Holy Quran, and it was put because it doesn't mention any other prophet before, a story about prophets or incidents that relate to prophet, but it's an incident that one who was a Christian or unbeliever building a church, and we come into the story later, and he came to destroy the Kaaba. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to know through that story the greatness of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that he was giving him power without coming to dunya, before coming to dunya. He was able to see visually, by vision, by mushahada. He was able to witness from the womb of his mother what was happening to Abraham. I can go deeper than that. I can say, many scholars, they said that Prophet was seeing what happened. And not only that, you can say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created this dunya, as Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah believes, and this dunya doesn't count a wing of a mosquito. He gave it to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May him, Muhammad Rasulullah, represent the whole creation. La ilaha illallah, the creator. Muhammad Rasulullah, the creation. So it means, might be Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the womb of his mother was directing the birds when they are killing Abraham and his people. Like a commander in chief, a general from the womb of his mother. Because it's Allah making it a huge incident to Muslims to understand how much Allah gave power to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When he put it in a question way, when he say, have you not seen, Ya Muhammad, what your Lord did with Abraham? Means something beyond description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done to destroy that army. And this shows the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His perfect knowledge and His wisdom and the honor that He gave to His Prophet and His house. And this shows how much honor Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as it is mentioned in Ruh al-Bayan in page 510, when he said, فَإِنَّ ذَلِكَ he said, ألم ترى ما فعل ربك بتهويل الحادثة والإذان بوقوعها على كيفية هائلة وهيئات عجيبة دالة على عظم قدرة الله وكمال علمه وحكمته وعزة بيته وشرف رسوله فإن ذلك من الإرهاصات والإرهاص أن يتقدم على دعوى النبوة ما يشبه المعجزة. He's saying that this shows you the greatness of Allah's power and His perfect knowledge and wisdom and the izzatu baytihi and the honor to give to His house and the honor that He gave to His Prophet. And this is, he called it irhasat. Irhas means that something like miracle, miracles happen to prophets. But this miracle is happening before Prophet, before inaugurated his prophecy, before Allah sent him as a messenger, even in the womb of his mother was giving him that miraculous power. He honored him like that. And that explained to us, which is many people try to explain it, it's explained to us, كُنْتُ نَبِيًّا وَآدَمُ مَيْنَ الْمَاءِ وَالطِّينِ. I was a prophet and Adam between clay and water. Means I was able to get miraculous power and see, and I knew that I was prophet when Adam was between clay and water. And here it reflects with that ayah that I was able to see what was going on when Abraham came to destroy Kaaba from the womb of my mother. As before prophecy, before Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been ordered to deliver the message, he used to have a shade, ghamam, above him. You know? Huh? Cloud? Al-ghamam. Cloud to cover, to give him a shade from sun. Always wherever he walks, there is a cloud above him moving. And that's why they call it Masjid al-Hamam, al-Hamama, in Makkah, in Madinah al-Munawwara, beside Masjid al-Nabawi, there is, at the end, there is Masjid al-Hamama, where Prophet was standing and giving a speech, and the cloud was over his head. Those things Allah gave him to honor him. And the stone pebbles were speaking with him. He was able to hear Tasbih al-Hajar. He was able to hear the stones praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every, when he was walking in Madinah al-Munawwara, by the mountains, by the stone, by everything, he was able to hear the tasbih of the mountains, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam happened to him from things that, strange things that happened to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before his bi'tha, before he was ordered to deliver the message, that's what we call irhas. Means something strange happened, and lot of these strange things happened to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what happened in that year, the year where he was born, is the year that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, between him and the story of the elephant, was 55 days. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given greatness to Kaaba, and he described it. And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has honored Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he said, scholars they say, this is something that Allah showed how much greatness Allah gave to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's why when Imam Malik, when he was asked, when you are in Medina, you make dua, you turn your face toward Prophet, or you turn your face toward Kaaba, what he said? Turn your face toward Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is the one that showed us Kaaba. He is the one that guided us to Allah's door. So what Allah has given him greatness, mention it in that surah, in that verse which I am going to recite, and Sheikh Sahib Mahmoud, I would like him to recite it. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد ووالد وما ولد لقد خلقنا الإنسان في كبد.
What he said here in Surah Al-Balad, Surah 90, what he said first, Ismail, you know, you speak Arabic. What is the meaning, لا أقسم بهذا البلد? Huh? He said, لا أقسم بهذا البلد. Huh? Come here. He said, لا أقسم بهذا البلد. لا. أقسم بهذا البلد. What is the translation?
Do not swear by this land.
Okay, read this translation of Medina.
Oh, I swear by the city.
لا أقسم. I wouldn't swear. Mm-hmm. Read it. You speak Arabic. What is written? It's Arabic. لا أقسم بهذا البلد. What's the meaning? Without reading the translation, what is لا أقسم بهذا البلد?
I don't swear by the city.
What he said?
I swear by the city.
No. Now come here.
Sanatu akhat.
Huh?
Sanatu ukhti.
Come. La uqsimu bihada al-balad. Wa anta hillun bihada al-balad. Means I do not swear with this city, and you are in the Medina, in Mecca, as long as you are in Mecca, I will not swear, I will not give an oath. What he say here? I swear by this city. لا أقسم. لا, مش لا أقسم. لا أقسم. He is denying, he is negating. لا أقسم بهذا الرجل. I will not swear, I will not give an oath in that city, because you are there, it is priority to give an oath for you, Ya Muhammad, with you, before the city. That's what the meaning of with the traditional tafsir of Holy Quran. That is the tafsir of Ruh al-Bayan and all other tafsirs. It says, لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. أي أنه تعالى. Anyone can understand Arabic. أنه تعالى كيف. Where is the Ziyad? كيف قيد الإقسام. قيد الإقسام بالبلد بحلوله عليه السلام فيه. يعني he, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he limited that if Prophet is not is in the city, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the oath in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He gave sharaf, he gave honor to Sayyidina Muhammad by saying, قيد الإقسام بالبلد بحلوله عليه السلام في حيث قال لا أقسم بهذا البلد وأنت حل بهذا البلد. يعني I will not give an oath in that city if you are out of it. فهم؟ يعني if Prophet is not in the city, Allah will not give an oath if Prophet is out of the city. So that's why he has to say here, I swear by the city, La Aksuma, and you are free from sin and to punish the enemies of Islam on the day, completely change the meaning of the conquest in this city, Makkah. So he is saying that if you are in the city, then I give an oath with that. If you move from the city, I'm not giving an oath. Because honor of the city is of your presence, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. ألا يرى أنه تعالى كيف قيد الإقسام بالبلد بحلوله عليه السلام فيه. And he limited to give the oath in Mecca if Prophet is in Mecca. If Prophet moves from Mecca, then that oath is not, Allah is not going to give an oath with that city. Yeah, condition, qayyid ayah. He put a condition. That was the condition. Limit is the condition. Allah put a condition that if the presence of Muhammad is not in Mecca, he's not giving an oath. That's why he said, La uqsimu bihadha al-balad. Wa anta hillun, you are out. And you are out of that balad, I'm not going to give an oath. My condition is, I give an oath if you are in the city. He gave honor to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That your presence is what value for me. It is said that the day that incident happened of the elephant, the year of the elephant, was from the time of Adam alayhi salam, it was 6,163 years from time of Adam coming on earth according to the Greek calendar. And it was, and between the year of the elephant, means the year of the Abraha coming to destroy the Kaaba, and the immigration of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, migration of Prophet from Mecca to Medina, in between them there was 53 years. It is said that Allah mentioned that story in Holy Quran to entertain His Prophet, to make His Prophet happy. Means anyone who is going to bother his prophet and oppress his prophet, his punishment is going to be like the people of Abraha. Allah is going to punish them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us to the love of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that surah shows us how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored His Prophet, and how much greatness Allah gave His Prophet, that He made him to see even in the womb of his mother. May Allah forgive us, and we end here today, and we will continue next time. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatiha. Fatiha.